Thus spoke Zarathustra, a book for all and none. By Friedrich Nietzsche, translated by Thomas Common. Narrated by John Lee. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction by Mrs. Forster Nietzsche, How Zarathustra Came into Being. Zarathustra is my brother's most personal work. It is the history of his most individual experiences, of his friendships, ideals, raptures, bitterest disappointments, and sorrows. Above it all, however, there soars, transfiguring it, the image of his greatest hopes and remotest aims. My brother had the figure of Zarathustra in his mind from his very earliest youth. He once told me that even as a child he had dreamt of him. At different periods in his life, he would call this haunter of his dreams by different names, but in the end, he declares in a note on the subject, I had to do a Persian the honor of identifying him with this creature of my fancy. Persians were the first to take a broad and comprehensive view of history. Every series of evolutions, according to them, was presided over by a prophet, and every prophet had his Hazar, his dynasty of 1,000 years. All Zarathustra's views, as also his personality, were early conceptions of my brother's mind. Whoever reads his posthumously published writings for the years 1869 to 1882 with care will constantly meet with passages suggestive of Zarathustra's thoughts and doctrines. For instance, the ideal of the Superman is put forth quite clearly in all his writings during the years 1873 to 1875, and in